It's art, not music, that's been on classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz's mind this week. He's been to two shows of important 17th century painters, one Dutch, one Italian, and finds some unexpected similarities.
I've been haunted by two recent painting exhibits. Very different from one another, yet both somehow underline the strange paradoxes of art and the artistic life. The Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford, Connecticut, the oldest public museum in America, has been playing co-host, along with London's Dulwich Picture Gallery, to the very first exhibition of paintings devoted to the 17th century minor Dutch master Pieter de Hooch. You might recognize his paintings even if you didn't remember his name. The touching interiors and courtyards of Dutch houses, everyday scenes of domestic tranquility, mothers and children, maidservants cleaning, doing the shopping, or serving drinks. The rooms are aglow with sunlight filtering in from open doorways or overhead windows. Sunny courtyards are paved with meticulous brickwork. De Hooch's father was a bricklayer. Delft's noble church tower rises just beyond a garden wall. I love the painting from Amsterdam's Rijksmuseum of the woman devoting her tenderest concentration on removing the lice from her child's head, which is nestled in her lap. Later in his career, de Hooch moved to Amsterdam and painted wealthier families, and these paintings have an almost creepy chill to them. Still, they didn't prepare me for learning that de Hooch died in poverty in a mental institution at the age of 55. How could the artist who created those scenes of calm and caring and comfort, such archetypal images of sanity, have ended so badly? De Hooch's small-scale middle-class domesticity couldn't be further from the glamour and grandeur of the great Italian artist Michelangelo Caravaggio, who died less than two decades before de Hooch was born. The highlight of a fascinating exhibit at the McMullen Museum at Boston College of 16th and 17th century Italian Baroque painting is Caravaggio's The Taking of Christ, a painting which for 200 years was thought to be irrevocably lost. In 1990, it was rediscovered in a Jesuit residence in Dublin. Now cleaned and restored, it's housed in the National Gallery of Ireland. Through the Jesuit network, it's making its first appearance in the Western Hemisphere. It's an astounding and complex painting. Judas has just given Jesus the kiss that betrays him to the Roman guards. In Caravaggio's famous chiaroscuro, light and dark in dramatic contrast, you have to sort your way through a wreath of intertwining arms, Judas's and the soldiers, which are hard to attach to the right bodies. In the crowd at the extreme right, a handsome young man holds up a lantern. It's Caravaggio, painting himself doing what every artist tries to do, searching for some meaning, shedding some light in the darkness and confusion. At the heart of the painting are the heartbreaking, heartbroken faces of Judas and Jesus, faces that in this intimate closeness could be the faces of lovers. Which one is sadder? Jesus seems helplessly resigned to all the implications of what has occurred. His expression is one of the most tragic I've ever seen. Caravaggio was a sensualist. His figures, biblical or mythical, especially the young men, are extravagantly beautiful. The textures of their clothes are gorgeous, even the rags, and you can feel the flesh under their garments. In the brilliant pockets of light, you can make out even the dirt under their fingernails. In The Taking of Christ, Caravaggio seems to get under their skin as well, inside their souls. The spiritual and the erotic, even the homoerotic, are impossible to separate. He too ended badly. He was an adventurer, maybe a thug. He murdered someone over a bet, and though he was protected by the most powerful forces in the church, he died mysteriously, probably trying to escape from assassins, a few weeks before his 39th birthday. It doesn't make sense, the insanity lurking beneath de Hoogh's comforting complacency, the carnality that embodies Caravaggio's spiritual illumination. Could either one of them have produced their best work without these underlying self-destructive forces? "We work in the dark," says the dying author in Henry James's story, The Middle Years. "We do what we can. We give what we have. Our doubt is our passion, and our passion is our task. The rest is the madness of art."
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Peter de Hoogh at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford through March 14th and a Caravaggio exhibit at Boston College through May 24th.